beat.
Okay, last couple left, and obviously the Christmas theme is strong. Hey guys, this is the first year I'm going to my in-laws for Christmas dinner. I am fine about it, bar one thing. The gravy.
Important.
My gravy, and I heard the girl with the stuffing last week, and I could not have related anymore, just in case you didn't hear it. There was a girl on...
Sprouts duty, but she should be on stuffing.
Because her stuffing is the best. This girl says, my gravy is the best kind of gravy. It's silky gravy, not a hint of a lump or anything of the sort. I suggested to my husband the other night that I bring my gravy boat with my gravy to the house, as I will not be eating his mum's gravy. It's more lumps in it than gravy. She is not capable of doing gravy any justice. I once got a lump of powder stuck in my mouth after eating her gravy. My husband thinks it's so rude, and I cannot walk into their home on Christmas Day with my own gravy. Please let me know what you think here.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say the word gravy so much in 30 seconds.
A lot of gravy, but her gravy is silky.
It's so gravy.
Silky, baby. Smooth.
Biscuits and gravy.
Now, I think gravy. Where are we going? I think that No. You can't walk into someone's house on Christmas Day with a gravy boat. It's weird. Just don't put gravy on your dinner, or bring
you
like.
You can't have a Christmas dinner without gravy on it.
Well, then, do you want to ask her if you can do the gravy? Like,
I don't see anything wrong with it.
That's not a bad suggestion, actually.
You can't go into someone's house
but like,
with a
as
gravy
in,
boat.
You can, like, if, what's the difference between bringing gravy and bringing a dessert to it, like, in fairness? Like, what's the difference?
Because
how
is
it rude? If you don't make it known that her gravy is absolute muck, I don't see the problem. Just going, oh, I said, you know, like, I really
You have to have that pre-planned. Like, you can't just walk in with it.
You can.
No, the difficulty here, right? Look, I would say, you want to bring your gravy? Bring your gravy. It's, you know, you're not harming anyone in the overall scheme of things. However, there will be people, and I don't know how many people are at their dinner, there will be people at that dinner who think A, you're weird, and B, they will think it's disrespectful to the mother because you're essentially saying your gravy isn't good enough, I've had to bring my own gravy bowl. But if you don't care what people think of you and you just want your gravy, bring your gravy.
Yeah, but also don't be, as you said, like, you're going into somebody else's house. You're being invited there. Their Christmas dinner is being served to you. So it would seem incredibly rude to not acknowledge the gravy situation and just walk in with a gravy boat.
I would just say, like, my gravy or something. Not that you're allergic, but just say, like, it doesn't sit right with me and I want to enjoy my Christmas dinner, you know, just some, like, the bisto or whatever, you know, just makes me, you know, my stomach turn a little bit and I just don't want to be off button. So just on the safe side.
God,
like,
you're doing a lot of explaining. It's Christmas morning.
You get me? Oh, or, like, explaining. I'm gluten or something, or I've just turned vegetarian
and
I want to do my own gravy or something. There's no harm in it. It's like bringing, like, a bottle of Fanta.
You know,
like,
I don't like drinking
the water in your house. It's the very same.
It's not killing because the mum has made it. It's not like that's not a good comparison. Mm. That's not like for like. It's something that the mum has made,
and
albeit
you're saying
with
not
lumps
good
in
enough.
It. And you're saying, I don't do your gravy. I went back into Joey.
Welcome back. Thanks for your thoughts.
Can I just start with this one?
Go
that
for
just
it,
came
yeah.
on. I'm laughing my head off at the fact that people feel the need to stay anonymous. Mm,
but there's
this.
Quite a few of these stories coming in.
Good morning. Please keep me anon. I've been there. My mother-in-law's gravy is like dishwater. She puts a sprinkle of granules into it, just enough to colour the water. You put the gravy on the dinner and it sinks down to the plate. Christmas 2 years ago, I done without gravy. I couldn't bring my own. I couldn't make my own down there instead. So instead of causing a scene, I went without. It was very hard, but I'm not ungrateful or ready to fall out with my in-laws over gravy.
I don't
fair
know.
Point,
it,
so
maybe
fair point.
It should be falling
sounds
out.
Miserable though.
I hate that when it's just watery gravy, you know?
Not
you don't
a
get
life.
Any taste off
not
it.
Not a life.
Susie, suggestion. Make a hamper for the evening. Like Christmas sandwiches, fresh bread, butter, gravy, cranberry sauce, and you sneak it in that way.
Ah, clever. Tara, could she say she's taking her own gravy as it's a family recipe? Mm. And because she's having Christmas there, she wants to let them all experience her family recipe at Christmas. Then make it there.
Sean was saying the same in a voice note that you could actually make it at like, oh, I want
like
to bring a bit of my family
to
yours.
Like that. Yeah, nice.
Anne Marie says, I only like Norse savoury gravy, so I get where she's coming from. You can't have turkey without it.
Elaine said, do not bring your own gravy, but I get where she's coming from. I make gorgeous gravy with the juices off the the meat, but nothing as bad as rotten gravy with a nice roast dinner.
I agree. Now Monica's quite angry. She says, what is wrong with people lately? Someone's invited to a Christmas dinner and doesn't have to cook, doesn't have to do anything, yeah, just show up looking nice, and then they start making comments out of the blue. Oh, this will be bad, that will be bad, they do it better, whatever. Honestly, if next year she wants to host Christmas dinner herself, she's very welcome to do it and make her perfect gravy. And I wonder how she would feel if her mum-in-law turned up with roast potatoes or something, saying she brought them because she thinks she can't make proper roast potatoes. How would that feel? It's just one day. I think one day you can eat the gravy, and if you don't like it, just don't eat it. That's it. Have some respect for each other. I did say savoury gravy. I did. Okay, sorry everybody. There was a lot of
you
words
said
there.
Savoury gravy.
Savoury gravy. Thank you.
Chloe said, yes, bring your own gravy. My mother-in-law was exactly the same, lumps and unblended granules. Nothing worse. I'm feeling ill thinking about it. I bet the girl even put red wine in her gravy. Suggest you make the gravy to take the pressure off the mother-in-law. That's the common thread this morning. Voice notes.
Let's do it, Claire.
Say that you were at the doctor up during the week and the doctor thinks you're celiac and you have to take special gravy. Well, tell your husband that as well if you have to. But I like my own gravy too.
Fair play.
Delighted she was with herself.
Joe as well.
Hi guys. For the Daily Dilemma, would you not just say like, oh, it's low sodium gravy, I have to do a low sodium diet thing because my ankles are swelling or something. Like she, or just, you know, offer to make the gravy or something. It's not that big of a deal.
Liam was on.
It's one day a year. Suck it up. You know, peace and goodwill to all men.
Liam,
you sound tired.
You sound ready for a break.
I can really relate to you, Liam.
And we'll finish with Kieran.
What you do is you text her and just be like, Daddy, now love, can I just ask what you're making the gravy with this year? And wait for a single ingredient to pop up and go, now see, the doctor told me I have to stay away from that, it's bad for my stomach. Can I bring my own gravy? And if they say no, tough, what you do is just get a few Calpol syringes, make your own gravy at home, stick it in the syringe, stick it in the pocket, and just when you're having your Christmas dinner, problem solved.
Smuggling it in.